in the limelight. The U.S. Refugee Act of 1980 standardized the procedures for admitting refugees, people who have fled war, violence, conflict, or persecution, and put in place a rigorous vetting process. But over the past 40 years, U.S. acceptance rates for refugees worldwide have fallen significantly, from 200,000 admitted in 1980 to less than 50,000 in 2019. We're prepared for you an article written by Tazreena Sajjad, Senior Professional Lecturer of Global Governance, Politics and Security at American University School of International Service. The piece is titled, Where Will Afghanistan's Refugees Go? The article has been taken from the Conversation website. Images of thousands of Afghans desperately trying to flee their country following a hasty US withdrawal have provoked an international outcry. As of 22nd of August 2021, some 6,000 US occupation troops were working to evacuate US military, American citizens and Afghan citizens who are approved for special immigrant visas, or SIVs. SIVs are a special program to supposedly protect Afghans who risk their lives working for US troops in Afghanistan. Germany, France and Italy and the United Kingdom are conducting smaller evacuation efforts for their nationals and a number of Afghan citizens. The pace of these poorly planned evacuations has been slow. They're taking place amid chaos in Kabul, where crowds are being confronted by violence from members of the now ruling Taliban and US occupation forces and facing checkpoints that are near impossible to pass. Shahzad Akbar, who leads the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, called the situation failure upon failure. Shahzad Akbar said, as a scholar specializing in forcible displacement and refugees, I see this harrowing scene unfolding within a broader context of Afghanistan's long-standing displacement crisis. This includes an unequal sharing of refugees between the developed world and economically disadvantaged countries. The US Refugee Act of 1980 standardized the procedure for admitting refugees into the United States, people who have fled war, violence, conflict, and persecution, and put in place a rigorous vetting process. But over the past 40 years, US acceptance rates for refugees worldwide have fallen significantly, from 200,000 refugees admitted in 1980 to less than 50,000 admitted in 2019. Over the past 20 years, the US admitted more than 200,000 Afghan refugees, an average of roughly 1,000 per year. But during the 2020-2021 fiscal year, only 11,800 refugees from around the world settled in the United States. Among them were only 495 Afghan special immigrant visa recipients. That number seems tiny compared to the approximately 20,000 Afghans are now in the pipeline waiting for an SIV. And the additional 70,000 Afghans, including applicants and their immediate family members, who are eligible to apply. For decades, Afghans have also migrated or fled to Europe. Between 2015 and 2016, 300,000 of them arrived in the European continent. They were the second largest group of refugees and asylum seekers after Syrians. Asylum seekers are people seeking refugee status, but whose claim has yet to be evaluated. The Afghan population across the European continent remains small and unevenly distributed. Up until the Taliban takeover of Kabul in August of 2021, Many Afghans were facing deportations. Germany is the largest European host of Afghan refugees, followed by Austria, France, and Sweden. For the first 3 months of 2021, about 7,000 Afghans were granted permanent or temporary legal status in the European Union. They are distributed between Greece, France, Germany, and Italy, with smaller Afghan contingents in other EU states. Australia, based on its 2016 census, has approximately 47,000 Afghans who are permanent residents, some of whom began arriving as early as 1979. Approximately another 4,200 Afghans have received temporary protected status. This still leaves an enormous number of Afghans who are displaced without a permanent home. According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, more than 500,000 have already been displaced by the violence so far in 2021. Some 80% of nearly 250,000 Afghan citizens forced to flee since the end of May are women and children. As of 2021 and prior to the current crisis, at least 3.5 million Afghans remain uprooted within Afghanistan itself because of violence, political unrest, poverty, climate crisis, and a lack of economic opportunity. The vast majority of Afghan refugees do not settle in the West. Pakistan, which shares a 1,640-mile land border with Afghanistan, has long absorbed the largest number of Afghan refugees, even though it is not a party to the 1951 Refugee Convention or the 1967 Protocol. Within 2 years of the 1979 Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, following the resistance of the Mujahideen against occupying Soviet forces, 1.5 million Afghans had become refugees. By 1986, nearly 5 million Afghans had fled to neighboring Pakistan and Iran. Since March of 2002, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, had repatriated nearly 3.2 million Afghans, but in April of 2021, the United Nations reported that more than 1.4 million Afghan refugees remained in Pakistan due to ongoing violence, unemployment, and political turbulence in Afghanistan. The Islamic Republic of Iran also remains a significant host for Afghan refugees, with nearly 800,000 registered refugees and at least 2 million more who are unregistered. Smaller numbers of Afghan refugees and asylum seekers are in India, Indonesia, and Malaysia. India has 15,689, Indonesia 7,692, and Malaysia 2,478. Turkey, the world's largest refugee host, with more than 3.8 million registered Syrian refugees, has 980 registered Afghan refugees and 116,000 Afghan asylum seekers. The latest figures from the Associated Press show that more than 47,000 Afghan civilians and at least 66,000 Afghan military and police forces have died in the 20-year-old Afghan-Afghanistan war. The security situation in the country had been deteriorating in recent years. According to Brown University's Cost of War project, an increasing number of Afghans have been killed as a result of crossfire, improvised explosive devices, assassinations by militant and terrorist groups including the Taliban and Daesh, night raids by US military and NATO forces, and US-led airstrikes. Even prior to the Taliban takeover of Kabul, civilian casualties had risen by 29% in the first quarter of 2021, compared with the same period last year, 2020. A United Nations report from 26th of July this year found a 37% increase in the number of women killed and injured in Afghanistan, and a 23% increase in child casualties compared with the first quarter of last year, 2020. With the Taliban takeover of Kabul, there is a growing concern for the safety of Afghanistan's women and girls, ethnic minorities, journalists, government workers, educators, and human rights activists. Many Afghans desperate to leave the country remain outside of Kabul and far from any airport. US evacuations will likely end once all Americans are out of Afghanistan. A few other Western countries have committed to taking in small numbers of Afghan refugees, including Canada, which has offered to take 20,000 Afghan refugees, and the United Kingdom, which has also offered to take in 20,000 Afghan refugees over a period of 5 years. Still, adoption of hardline policies and anti-refugee sentiments across much of Europe means that relatively few Afghans will find sanctuary on the European continent. Austria and Switzerland have already refused to take in large numbers of Afghans. Turkey, already straining with refugees, said it does not want to become Europe's refugee warehouse. Other countries committing to taking in Afghans temporarily in small numbers include Albania, Qatar, Costa Rica, Mexico, Chile, Ecuador, and Colombia. Uganda, which already hosts 1.5 million refugees, mainly from South Sudan, has also agreed to take in 2,000 Afghan refugees temporarily. Ultimately, most Afghans able to leave the country will do so not in an aircraft, but on foot into neighboring Pakistan and Iran. Pakistan, already strained by its own economic and political struggles, will once again likely be the largest host for the most recently displaced Afghans. But given that border crossings in the region are difficult and dangerous, the vast majority of uprooted Afghans will remain within Afghanistan's borders. Their considerable humanitarian needs, economic and political challenges, security concerns, and resistance to the Taliban will shape the next chapter of the country's history.